All right. This is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. This is the last show in my series on how to be understood. Okay. So when you're ready, I want you to consciously release the need to be misunderstood. You know, somebody's saying, but Amy, it's not a need. I want people to understand me. I get it, my love. But there is always a subconscious or conscious payoff to anything that we are experiencing. And so it kind of becomes a need if we have built a world for ourselves where we are, and you've heard it, you've heard many people say this, where we are the black sheep, where we are the odd one out, where we are the goofy one, where we are the weird one, where we are not connecting for some reason. And I don't think there's any reason within you that could set up a scenario where you're not allowed to connect with others. Like, oh, I'm so weird, I can't connect with anybody. That's a choice. That is a choice. Maybe a situation showed up where you felt that way, but if you've decided to take that on as the way in which you move through life, because you figured out that maybe there's some payoff, then I want to encourage you to give that back, right? So I was watching, the Work Tour, WERQ. It's on the Wow app, and it follows the drag queens from RuPaul's Drag Race. They do a tour, and it's I guess they change them out with each tour, and so they did this like behind the scenes show where they followed one queen for the show and she told her story. And there was one queen that kind of declared that she was the odd one, you know, and that nobody understood her. And as I was watching it, I realized that the payoff for her getting to be that way, right, to be the misunderstood, was she got to take more risk in fashion. It was the payoff was that she's the weird one, so she could be late and was like defiantly late. Like, I'm not here for anybody else but me. And you know, they're on a, it's a work. It's a professionalism. It's not about you in that moment. It is. But ultimately, you're working in this group, right, on this tour. And so if it's 2 o'clock call time, then you're supposed to be there at two. But what I realized was her being the odd one was license for her to behave badly and disrespectful in these very passive aggressive ways to the people around her, right? And so and essentially it was an excuse to not be professional, even though she is a professional in her presentation. And I think that's what she was attempting to say is like, hey, this is how long it takes. But she wasn't factoring in that, hey, if you need an extra hour to get ready, then you have to be there an extra hour and still be on time, because that is how all of this works. That's how the system works. That's the plan, right? And so that was, as I was listening to the other queens talk about her, I will say they're all really kind. I believe RuPaul as a brand doesn't allow for below the beltness. And while they might annoy each other and they're transparent about that, very honest. Like if you get a chance to watch that show, you're going to see like honesty in motion. It's work. Of the world, I think, work world. It's on the Wow app, I guess. I don't know if it might be on Logo, it might be on VH1. I don't know how you can find it. But if you really want to hear what I'm talking about, that there's just an honesty and a clarity, and underneath it all, a kindness in all of the queens that are affiliated with that show. And so when they were interviewing other queens, talking about the queen I'm referencing, the one that was always late, they always spoke kindly of her and her professionalism, her presentation, her talent, her aesthetic. They all spoke highly of her. But at the same time, they could say, yeah, it's pretty annoying that we're often waiting for her. And it didn't feel catty, and it didn't feel like they were criticizing her. It just, that was a fact, and they were stating how they felt about that fact. And in that, helped me see that, wow, we create, we really, not that I don't know that, we create our realities. And so if you are feeling misunderstood a lot, I would like to encourage you, when you're ready, to release the need to be misunderstood. There's some payoff. And you can sit with it and kind of get clear about what that payoff is. And, you know, and going back to that queen that I was telling you about, the one that's late, she's also an introvert. And there's some parts of the job of being a drag queen in the RuPaul drag world that requires a lot of front-facing. Maybe it's the meet and greets or a drag con that she doesn't necessarily enjoy. And she says she feels like she has to be fake in that. And so it could very well be that she is playing this odd one out because she doesn't really want to do all these other things. So then she probably doesn't need to be in the RuPaul drag world after a certain point, right? Because it's kind of the requirement of the job that you do certain things at certain times. And that's okay. That's okay. She's already been affiliated with the show. She can go and build her own world where she can do it in the way that feels right and true to her. Now, with that being said, there's another queen that's the odd one who actually that's in her name. And she has a chronic illness. And so as a result of the chronic illness, she has to rest a lot. And she feels like she spends a lot of time alone. And she shows up. She does everything she's supposed to do. She also knows that she's going to get to a point where she can't do this. So she's trying to take advantage of every opportunity. Completely different energy. Completely different energy. She's not pushing people away. All of the queens describe her as one of the kindest members of the cast or the show. And so two different approaches, right? And you get to choose how you approach your life. And you can approach it from this place of the world is against me, or you can approach it from the perspective of this is the hand I've been dealt, and I'm going to use it to the best of my ability. And I'm just over this idea that no one is going to understand me. And I'm no longer going to contribute energy to that idea. As a matter of fact, I'm going to let it go. And I am going to choose something else to think about myself. So when you release it, I want you to consciously replace it with a new belief. And if you've gone through all of these shows, you've gotten enough pieces where you can start to assemble a new way of believing that supports you being the best version of yourself, where you no longer have to be your critic. You no longer have to call attention to yourself in a negative way, that you can still be fully, completely authentic and show up in life and know that you will be accepted no matter who you're around. Yeah. Okay, that's my series on how to be understood. Which makes sense, right? You release being misunderstood so that you can welcome in a reality, a new belief that you are understood no matter what. All right, so that's my show. Thank you so much if you've listened to all the shows of the series, if you've only listened to a few. I would encourage you to listen to about five, some from the beginning, some from the middle, and then some from the end, because they all build on top of each other. And if you really want to shift the energy in your life around being understood, I feel like I've laid out some pieces where you can do this on a spiritual level. And if you need psychological support, go get it and combine that with the spiritual stuff, and then you will be unstoppable. All right, I'm Amy from intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you're looking for a coach, an intuitive coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. And while you're on my website, please sign up for my newsletter. I'll send you 2 free intuitive messages a week. Thank you so much for listening to this program. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this program. I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care.